we're building an old-looking building that will then allow new ideas to grow.
That's Carter Kena of Kena Grundhofer Architects. He's talking about a major expansion project set to start this spring in downtown Pensacola. The Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition owns 2 acres of land bordered by Alkaniz, Romana, and Flora Blanca Streets, and is looking to bring its operations currently located across town together in one spot. Julie Shepard is general counsel for IHMC.
We are in 4 rental facilities right now, plus our main building, and we are delighted at the opportunity to consolidate all our people back on kind of our campus, so to speak.
The nonprofit institute is involved in cutting-edge research and development projects involving, among other things, artificial intelligence, robotics and exoskeletons, cybersecurity, and computer-mediated learning systems.
We have a lot of plans for the ground floor to put in some real working labs, and one of those would be a robotics lab, and the other would be a sensory substitution lab.
Hold on just a second here. Let's get back to the robots.
The robots have gotten much, much bigger, walkable, human size, and we just didn't have the facilities to accommodate those. So the project that Carter and Danny are working on, the design project, is to allow space where we can accommodate that research with the modern technology of robots that, you know, look and act like people in man-built environments.
And to meet the Institute's decidedly unique needs and consolidated staff on campus, the building will be a 3-story flexible structure that will fit into the historic feel of the neighborhood and the modern needs of the people working there. Again, architect Carter Kena.
The neighborhood, according to the City of Pensacola's Architectural Review Board standards, is called the Brick Warehouse District. So therefore, we're building a 3-story brick frame, a lot of open fenestration for glass. We really would like as much natural light in the building as possible. And in fact, we are pursuing LEED Gold for the project. Therefore, it'll be not only functional, but sustainable and as energy efficient as possible. So the building is actually an interesting outgrowth of Pensacola past and Pensacola's future. We're also thinking about having some internal walls in the laboratory space itself that just raise straight up. So when they're needed for like securing a research project, they can go down. Or if there's noise issues, they can go down. But when you need them out of the way, they just go back right up. In other words, take advantage of that 2-story space.
Another way the Institute will take advantage of that 2-story space is the way it will approach making the labs available for tours by students and the public.
One of the most important parts was, how do you bring a group of visitors safely through a building? Hydraulics operate these robots right now, and if something breaks, it can be a little dangerous. And so we're creating a second floor viewing platform protected by glass that overlooks the entire laboratory space. So they're protected from the sound. So hydraulics are noisy too, and as well as putting it on display. So any visitor will be able to access the researchers without interrupting them.
There have already been meetings with neighborhood groups about the project and the city's Architectural Review Board. There have also been considerations taken for any possible archaeological issues that may arise from the construction. Julie Shepard says the Institute did everything it needed to do to remain in downtown.
We love downtown Pensacola. We think it's been a real asset to IHMC in recruiting talented people from across the United States and internationally. We have a lovely downtown. It's walkable, it's vibrant, it's fun, and the type of people that we recruit really appreciate the downtown element.
Work is slated to begin on the first part of the project this spring. That's an expansion of the IHMC meeting hall, which is used for full staff meetings and the Institute's popular lecture series. The hall currently seats about 120 and will be expanded in the existing building. Carl Wernicke is communications manager for IHMC.
Not just for our lectures, but also we host a large number of community events in our meeting hall. That thing is engaged daily sometimes. I think it's something over 300 a year that there. So the community is going to get a lot of enhancement also out of expansion and improvement to that meeting hall area.
As we mentioned, the expansion of the lecture hall will begin this spring. Construction on the new building is set to start this summer, and the completion of the 30,000 square foot 3-story main building of the project for the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition is expected by summer of 2015. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.